So with all that said, our last Sunday here will be June the 28th, I believe, the last Sunday in June. And the transition always takes place on the first Sunday in July. Well, the Wednesday before the first Sunday. So, but we'll be able to give you better information on who it is and when they're coming and all that stuff later whenever they have the announcement time. And she sits and talks with Phil a little bit more in detail. So
they're going to be living in the parsonage, I heard, is that?
Yeah. 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 We got a lot of, well, Mark and I was talking about it. We got a lot to do. There's a lot of things over at the parsonage, and there's a lot of things that we got to do, but we got, thank goodness, we got time. Mm-hmm. And the person that's coming knows that it's unfurnished, so we don't have to provide any furniture. Talking to Tina and Travis yesterday, they have a lot of personal things here at the church they want to pick up. And Travis is going to get with Janie, because I said Janie's the chair of trustees, that whenever they want to do something like that. So I asked him about the recliner that's over there. And she said, we bought that for you. We didn't buy it for the church. I said, oh, because we would always travel back and forth or whatever, go someplace shopping. And last year, Tina and Travis surprised us with that recliner. They set up snacks for us over there. They put stuff in the refrigerator, cheese and grapes and all that. And I said, I wasn't sure if you donated that to the church or not. No, we bought that for you and Judy. I said, well, that means I can have it? Yeah. So I said, okay. But anyhow, they're doing good. And it's just, we go on to another chapter of our lives. It's all of us as go through. I'm excited because that somebody's come to live in the community, live in the parsonage, and be able to work with you to try to get the church back in attendance and ministry and everything else. So I wish I knew who it is, but I don't. But I know that there's a lot of prayer involved with the cabinet and the bishop as they seek to get pastors for different churches. So.